Ciao, DC. Welcome to our January podcast, sharing all things Italian in the DMV. I am your host, Alyssa Ciccone, publisher of Ciao, DC, the best source for all things Italian in the DMV. Today, we are chatting with President and Artistic Director of BestMedicineRep.org Theater Company, John Morgiello, about his upcoming production, Comedy of Venice. Money, Power, Love, and a Grand Canal. Comedy of Venice is the hilarious true story of Venetian authors Carlo Goldoni and Carlo Gozzi battling for the soul of Italian comedy. The city isn't big enough for the two of them. Written by John Morgiello, directed by Stan Levin, running from January 30th through February 28th at Best Medicine Rep in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Ciao, John. Bravo. Congratulations on your show, Comedy of Venice, that you wrote and perform in.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's good to be back on Ciao DC.
I would love to hear the premise of the show and the behind the scenes of your theater company, Best Medicine Rep. But first, let's get to your Italian roots. Where in Italy is your family from?
My father's grandfather came over from Naples, and he helped to build the Brooklyn Bridge. And he married a woman that he met in Brooklyn, who was originally from Tuscany, last name of Montanino.
Wow. I love the Brooklyn Bridge. I lived in Carroll Gardens, the all-Italian neighborhood, to this day. And my goodness, what a legacy.
Oh, it's gorgeous. And my, you know, it's funny. My dad grew up there. He spent a lot of his time trying to get out of Brooklyn. And now my son has moved back in. So there's another Morgiello in Brooklyn right now. We're back, and we're better than ever.
That's wonderful. What's the premise of the show and the behind the scenes of your theater company?
Yeah, the premise of the show is it is set in Venice in the 1700s, and it is pretty much the end of the power of Commedia dell'arte. You know, because it's the 1750s, you know, what's going on in the United States, where we're trying to separate ourselves from England. And there was a big movement to champion the middle class and question the authority of the nobility. And this was Carlo Goldoni's way of writing. He, as many of you probably know, he took the masks off the characters in the Commedia dell'arte, and then he removed the masked characters entirely and decided to mock the nobility in his plays and champion the middle class. Pantalone goes from being an evil, greedy merchant to being a respectable individual among the merchant class in Venice. And Carlo Gozzi sees this, and he's a count, and he feels threatened by it. And so he decides to essentially become a playwright himself, and sets out to destroy Carlo Goldoni through his work by championing the Commedia dell'arte, the old school form of it, because he sees it as a way of uniting Italy politically, because they were just city-states back then. And he figured if Arlecchino is from Bergamo and Pantalone is from Venice and the doctor is from Bologna, you know, if we celebrate our, you know, theater that brings us all together through the Commedia dell'arte, we will join together as a nation and overthrow the Pope. I know, that's a lot to say, but it's really just silly because Goldoni and Gozzi interact with Commedia characters, and the two who are friends with Gozzi wear masks, and the two who are friends with Goldoni do not.
Brilliant. And that goes to my next question. What inspired you to write this comedy?
A friend of mine, back when I was working at the Belmont Italian American Playhouse in the Bronx, I was working on a production of La Locandiera, or The Mistress of the Inn by Goldoni. And after that, we did a production of Turandot, and by Gozzi. So the director of both of those productions told me about the rivalry between the two of them and suggested that someday I needed to write it. So I did a little research and thought that it would be interesting to have these two different things. And it was a very, very funny story, but also a tragic story. So I went ahead and did it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Ciao DC is a longtime fan and supporter of Faction of Fools, the Commedia dell'arte troupe here in DC. I see that you're working with Paul Reisman, the producing artistic director of Faction of Fools. What influence from The Fools can the audience expect in Comedy of Venice? And share with our listeners the origin of Commedia dell'arte.
Sure. They can certainly expect a lot of Paul Riesman in this play. He plays Tartaglia, who is the lawyer from Naples, who has a stammer. And he is very, very funny. He's been training our actors on Commedia styles and methods. He has been instrumental in helping me revise the play. You know, my research may not have been as specific as it needed to be. So he's been absolutely instrumental, and he's coming up with lots of good bits of business. It's really fun working with Paul. This is my first time working with him. I've known him for years. We have mutual friends up in New Jersey. So I'm very excited to be working with him. Commedia dell'arte started in the Renaissance, and it was a bunch of traveling theater troupes that used stock characters to tell the story. And it was mostly improvised. People would, you know, have a scenario, which is like, all right, in this scene you're going to do this, along with something called Lotzi, which were set bits of comic business that they would do in every play. And these characters would improvise a story. So when Goldoni comes along, after 200 years of doing this, a lot of people, they'd seen the bits of business before. They'd seen the scenarios before. So it was getting a little tiresome to some people. So Goldoni comes along, and he decides, rather than writing scenarios for people to improvise, why don't I write my own jokes? Why don't I make it more like the French model of Molière, and I'll write my own story? So that's where we come in. We come 200 years into the high point for Commedia dell'arte, when it's on its way out.
Beautiful. I can't wait to see. I love the masks. Very raw. And the physicality of it. It's very exciting and hilarious.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I love the education component of your theater company, as I am a Maryland girl born and raised. Share with us the educational opportunity you offer in Maryland schools.
Sure. Well, Best Medicine Rep Theater Company, we specialize only in comedy. That is what we do. And it comes from the Irish proverb that a good laugh and a long sleep are the best medicine in the doctor's book. So our promise is, if we can't give you the one, we'll certainly give you the other. Our mission is to help develop Gaithersburg as well, because Gaithersburg is the third largest city in Maryland, but until we came along, it did not have a professional theater company of its own. So we're currently headquartered in the Lake Forest Mall. Hopefully we'll be there. You know, we'll find another place when the mall shuts down in the next couple of years. But we're there right now. And our educational component is, I'm really proud of it. This is something that we've done for 3 years now. I go into schools as a resident playwright, and I teach the students, usually fourth and fifth graders, the elements of writing plays. And it's usually based on a curricular prompt like American history or genre stories like action adventure or science fiction, that sort of thing, whatever they're studying in school. And then I take all the plays that were written by my students. I go to about 7 to 9 schools each year. So we're looking at about 45 plays. And we choose 3 or 4 of them to perform. Last year we did it at the Gaithersburg Book Festival in May. We're hoping we can do that again. And we perform them with professional actors, grown-up adult actors. And it is so much fun. If you've ever heard grown-ups read stuff that was written by fourth and fifth graders, it is wonderfully funny. And a tremendous celebration of their creativity and their hard work. Mm. We usually give the teachers a little bit of, or not the teachers, but the PTA a little bit of money to support arts education as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. And tell us when you're coming to Virginia. That's really great. I love that.
Well, if any Virginia schools would like to bring us in, you know, we are at bestmedicinerep.org. You can email us, find us there, and we'd be happy to go to Virginia. Yeah.
I'll be in touch. I was a young actor, and so that, I think it's just so essential. Whether you pursue it for your whole life or just dabble in it, it's necessary, and especially when you're young, because you're so imaginative. So Bravo. Exactly.
Thank you. And with this, you know, we're reaching kids who may not learn history in a standard way. They learn it in a different way. And so through moving, through speaking, through, you know, through suggesting ideas, they're absorbing it rather than just reading a text. So it really is effective at reaching every student.
Beautiful. I am looking forward to Comedy of Venice. For more information or to purchase tickets, please visit bestmedicinerep.org or chowdc.com. ChowDC will have the latest updates, reviews, and ticket promotions. The show will be running from January 30th through February 28th at the Best Medicine Rep Theater in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Good luck to you, John. I'm looking forward to a fabulous show. Break a leg.
Gracias, Alyssa. Ciao.
Ciao.